morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Oh, it's a beautiful day indeed. Grab your cup of coffee. We're going to have a fun morning today. Together on this Thursday, which, you know, is Friday Eve, right? As we look to the weekend, we're going to continue to see gorgeous weather, just a 10% chance of showers today. Temperatures remaining in the 80s as we move towards the weekend. A great time to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather in a certainly a summer day. And I am broadcasting live. I am not in the Pacific Northwest right now. If you didn't catch the show yesterday, I'm actually in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And anybody that's been listening to the show since we started in March may remember kind of my story. I've lived in South Dakota for about 28 years. In fact, I moved here after going to college in Idaho for a couple years. I moved to work at Mount Rushmore for the summer. I worked with the Christian Ministry of the National Parks for the summer, and I stayed here, finished my college education, got married, raised my kids here, and so it's fun to come back. We're at the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and it kicks off officially today. And what better way than to share with you what's going on here? One of the things that's so incredible, and I just have to say this, having been in the Pacific Northwest since January, and certainly all of us have been enduring the pandemic, or as I've been calling it lately, the plandemic, we've been under incredible shutdown, such a situation that we have not even really been able to venture out, even if we want to go camping and things like that has been limited in the Pacific Northwest. What a breath of fresh air to be here in the Black Hills of South Dakota, where I'm looking right now. We're up at Black Hills Harley-Davidson, and I'm looking around, and I'm watching the crowd starting to come in and look at the vendors and look at the motorcycles, and it's such a spirit of freedom. I don't even see a mask right now. No one's even wearing a mask, and we better not let this get out because they might change that, right? But here in South Dakota, if you know, Kristi Noem, Governor Kristi Noem, has taken a stand and said, you know, I don't have the authority in our state constitution to shut everything down. It's the responsibility of each of the neighborhoods, each of the communities, each of the local governments to monitor and to take care of any outbreaks. And they've done that very well in South Dakota. Now, let me give you a little picture, a little history of South Dakota. There's only 900,000 people that live in this whole state, and it's a vast state. It takes about 7 hours to get from one side to the other, and everything is pretty bare and in between. So you have the big city of Sioux Falls on the east, and you have the Rapid City on the west, and a lot of small communities in between. The average community is about 1,500, and then you have these couple big cities. You have Aberdeen up north, and if anybody's ever been to South Dakota, you know how beautiful it is and how friendly the people are here. And so as we're here celebrating the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, I think it's just a great reminder of our liberty and freedom and why, as conservatives, we're fighting for these things. It is so important that we stand strong. And I know it's hard, and I felt this, the almost oppression that we're feeling right now, because we want the liberty and freedom, and we're not sure if we want to stand strong or not, or not wear our mask and chance or risk some kind of trouble in the store. But I think it's important that we understand why we believe in what we believe and take a strong stand in those things that matter. Because if we don't, our liberties and freedom will be taken away from us, right? And how can we fight then? And so thank you for tuning in this morning. And I want to remind you, I'm working on putting things up on the podcast, but share with your friends and family the podcast. Each of the podcasts have a different flavor to it. It may fit what you're looking for. It may not, but it might encourage somebody else. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. You can find us at KSLM Radio. And of course, our website is KSLM.news. News that you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And today's show is brought to you by Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency. You can get a hold of him at 503-885-0789. I'm real excited to announce to you tomorrow morning, if everything goes well, and so far being remote has gone pretty well technology-wise, we're going to be broadcasting from Mount Rushmore. Yes, indeed. We're going to be broadcasting from the base of Mount Rushmore tomorrow morning, so be sure to mark your calendar and be in tune there. Here in our area, temperatures are going to be in the 90s, so it's going to be a warm day in the next couple days. We are going to wander around here and bring some people on air with us who are going to tell us a little bit about why they're here and why they're coming to the Black Hills and while they're servicing people here as well. One of the things is down at the vendors, there's a wonderful booth supporting our Second Amendment rights. And I'm looking at another booth that has some... I'll take pictures and put it up Facebook so you can see this. One of the things that I love about this is there's so much variety when you come to a motorcycle rally. I think the history has been, over all of the years, it started out as a kind of a race. People were racing motorcycle bikes, and it just continued to grow and continued to bring so much support and so much freedom-loving opportunity for everybody. Oh, here's somebody right now I want to bring on the air. Hello, what's your name?
Terry.
This is Terry. Terry, what do you think about the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally?
It's overwhelming. It really is. This is not my first time, but it seems like every time it gets a little bit better.
Every time it gets a little bit better, huh? So when you look at all these motorcycles, do you have a favorite?
I do. I'm a Road King fan. Not so much for the Batwing fairing, but I like Road King. It makes me think of the old bikes from the 40s.
Are you a regular rider, or do you always come to Sturgis?
Well, now this is about my fifth year. I've been riding for 30 years, and once I found out about Sturgis, came the first time, I was hooked. I love it here.
So as you look around at these vendors, what do you see here? What kinds of vendors are, why do you come up here?
Well, not only is there a lot of vendors in one spot here at Black Hills Harley-Davidson off exit 55, but they come out here and they're totally for motorcycles, from clothing to parts. They've got great deals on stuff. If you need pipes, you know, you come up here, get a great deal on some pipes or leathers. So yeah, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
We're kind of playing a little bit because this is my Terry, by the way, and he comes here because he's selling motorcycles, and we're having fun. Are you enjoying it so far?
I am. You know, even anticipating coming here, you know, kind of gives me butterflies. That's how exciting it is to be here.
So on meeting people and finding treasures, it has been such a fun morning so far, looking at the sunshine and enjoying this wonderful Black Hills fresh air. How do you feel about everybody and their smiles?
It's so refreshing not to be looking at everyone's mask. I mean, we all look at each other. We kind of give each other a wink, knowing that the freedom that we have here, and we're not getting mask shamed. And it's just the whole state, ever since we crossed the line, we're just loving it.
So when we are here during the couple weeks that we're here and we're broadcasting, what do you want Oregonians to know about South Dakota?
That there's more of us than them, those that want the Constitution, they want our freedom back, and, you know, it's just great to be around like-minded folks.
Yesterday, I had an opportunity to gather around some of the different vending tents, just visiting with folks, and I want our listeners to know that there are several Oregonians, several Washingtonians that are here and have talked about the governors and some of the restrictions. And, of course, even this last couple days, Governor Kate Brown has talked about travel bans and travel restrictions. You know, and thought cross, Terry, what happens if they don't let us back in?
Well, I guess we go on vacation.
We'll keep broadcasting remotely.
That's right.
We had an opportunity to travel on the airlines, and that was kind of an experience too, a little bit. And I know everybody's doing the best part that they can to control the spread of the disease, and we don't want to minimize that there is a threat and there is a virus, but the reality is 98% of the people survive it, right?
That's right. And if one person in front of you is wearing a mask, and the mask pretty much only protects against airborne fluids, then there's no need for two people to be standing face to face wearing each of you a mask. Because if you have your mask on and I don't, my fluids can't get to you and your fluids can't get to me. So two masks is redundant and ridiculous. If you're sick, stay home.
And that's a great reminder for all of us. And I want to tell our listeners, too, on the podcast, I just put up this morning Susan Gallagher's piece on parental rights, Oregon parental rights. It's really important that we stand strong and stand with these families and wanting our kids to go back to school. And so you want to go to KSLM.news, and under the Good Morning Salem podcast, you can find Susan Gallagher's show there. And it's really important that we stand together and do what we can here in Salem and around the Pacific Northwest. And so you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to wander a little bit and see who else we can find to talk to. Thank you, Terry, to talk to this morning. We're just kind of randomly building our show this morning as we visit with different individuals and find out. This booth here is called Silencer Central, the Silencer Specialist. Tell us a little bit. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Ryan. How are you today?
Ryan, I'm glad to meet you. Thank you for being a part of the morning show.
Yeah, I'm absolutely excited to be a part of it.
Tell me a little bit about your business.
So we are the nation's largest silencer dealer. Our big push is we are a manufacturer as well as a dealer, so no middleman wholesale stuff. We are a direct-to-your-door shipping company, so we're actually the only dealer in the country with a variance to ship silencers directly to your home in all 42 states that they're legal in.
So talk to me a little bit. Here in South Dakota, South Dakota is known to be a liberty state, right? And a lot of people guarding the Second Amendment and having a gun and all of that. My understanding is Pennington County particularly is one of the most equipped as far as Second Amendment rights. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. So I'm actually from the other side of the state, so I wouldn't be able to touch directly on that. But I do know South Dakota in general, with our governor and how we've been throughout the past, has been a very pro 2A state, no doubt.
Tell me about the history of your company and how it got started.
Sure. So actually in 2005, the owner of Silencer Central, which was previously known as Dakota Silencer, actually was a pharmacist. And he got into the business because he's a prairie dog hunter. He was shooting a lot of prairie dogs, but realized the benefits of having a silencer versus not having one, because he got to get a lot more because they weren't obviously hiding, going back down in the hole. But he had a terrible experience actually purchasing one back in 2005. So he decided to actually write a book, How to Get a Federal Firearms License, or FFL 123 is his original company. And that turned into Silencer Central as it is today. So we made it easier for you to buy than doing your fingerprints, picture, trust, ATF forms all for free. And then again, we can ship to your house. So.
And what is your website?
SilencerCentral.com.
That's awesome. And so how's the rally been for you?
It's been fantastic. We are definitely in the right crowd here with the motorcycles and guns. They work together very hand in hand, no doubt.
So where are you seeing people come from the most? Is there a particular state? Are you seeing people from Oregon and Washington?
Absolutely we are. We're also seeing from pretty much the majority of all 42 states that we deal in. Unfortunately, there's a couple states that we can't unfortunately sell suppressors to, which would be like California, Illinois, and the coast states. But we're seeing people from all over the country, hands down.
Is this your first time vending at this location?
It is, yes. So we are at Black Hills Harley, but we also have a location down at One Eye Jack's and Buffalo Chip. So definitely plenty of coverage down here at the rally for sure.
So it was about a month out is when they finalized that they were going to have the rally, and for you to put together that you're vending and all of that, that's a pretty good deal for you, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We actually do about 7 shows a weekend, so we're very, very used to being ready to get a lot of this stuff done. We got a giant part-time team as well as about 30 full-time employees that sell silencers daily. So
give us your website one more time.
SilencerCentral.com.
Thank you so much. Glad to see you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We're broadcasting live from the... Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, SLM. Hello, I'm Stan. Oh, it's a beautiful day indeed. We're broadcasting live from the Black Hills of South Dakota. It's the first day of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And if you know this by now, I am a motorcycle enthusiast. In fact, it was motorcycling that brought us to the Pacific Northwest. Terry got hired at Harley Davidson, and we've been having so much fun connecting and finding treasure in the Pacific Northwest. And here we are in the Black Hills, as we do this every year, working at Black Hills Harley Davidson and celebrating Sturgis. And so this get to bring you along and we get to celebrate together. And particularly what's been so nice about this Sturgis rally and coming to South Dakota is being in a state that's open, a governor who says, nope, we're not going to close her down and we're not going to burden people with that. We're going to let people make their own decision if they want to wear a mask or not, and we're going to let local communities have control. And that's been really fun to watch here and talk to people in the community. And as we're up at the rally right now, I have brought in with us right now is Jordan. And Jordan, you are with Riddles Jewelry. And back in the day, 30 years ago, I came to Mount Rushmore to work for the summer, and I got put in the black gold display area. Nice little. So, Jordan, tell us a little bit about your company and why you're at Sturgis Motorcycle.
I've been in business since 1959. I started in Webster, South Dakota, and just kind of through there up to 6 years. So that's great. Here, we have a lot of black. Also have a line of Bulova Harley-Davidson watches, which are super popular, so of course we have to be here with those watches as well.
The beautiful thing about Black Hills Gold is it's made only here. It's made to here, and back in the day, there were several companies selling it. Now there's just, I think, you're the main company. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Right, so there's been a lot of companies that kind of consolidated, and we do a majority of that now. So we make it here in the Black Hills at our factory on Mount Rushmore Road. If you're in town, actually, you can actually walk through and get a tour and see how it's made, and then come into the showroom and pick a lot of those pieces out for yourself there. But we do the manufacturing here. We do repair on it, whether you got it from another company or us, we can repair it for you. A lot of custom pieces, but it's just cool to have a piece right from the Black Hills here.
And if you know Black Hills Gold, it's a tri-gold. It's kind of got a copper and a silver, and it's got the grapes, right, and the leaves. And so it's unique to the Black Hills. Now, let me ask you this, Jordan. Several people have, like, inherited pieces of Black Hills Gold. Maybe it was from their grandmother or their mother. And it's lost its significance, not personally, but it's not shiny and bright like it used to. Talk to me a little bit about what you can do with that.
Sure. So, just over time, they wear, just like any piece of jewelry does. So what you can do, you can bring it to us or send it to us. We can either re-etch the leaves, make them look brand new. That's what really rubs off. If it's broken off or missing a piece, we can replace those or make a new piece to go on there. And a lot of times they get thin on the bottom. If it's a ring, we can replace that, clean it up for you, polish it, make it look brand new.
And that's the beautiful part about Black Hills Gold is you can bring it back to life. My family, we've had several pieces passed down over the years. Black Hills Gold is a special token memorial, something that if you have someone who's graduating from high school, someone who is certainly, maybe they're getting married or you want a special gift for someone, I think Black Hills Gold is an ideal gift, don't you?
Right, yeah. So it's so popular. We've sold it for a long time. So, graduation gifts, there's crosses. Baptism crosses are super popular. And then we can put birthstones in anything, too. And there's a lot that have birthstones for birthday gifts or anything of significance that way also.
So like a mother's ring or a necklace, that kind of thing as well would work really well. How about weddings? If someone's getting married and wanted a unique wedding ring, do you guys have those as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. So we love diamonds. So you can always put a diamond in one. We have a lot that are designed by some of our staff that have diamonds in them. We even have a Noventa diamond, which has 30 more cuts than any other diamond cut right here in the Black Hills at the same factory. And we have a lot of those sets also.
Now, I lived in Arkansas, which is known as the Diamond State. Do you ever get any diamonds from Arkansas? Do you know?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm sure we have some that pass through.
They actually have a park there where you can dig for your own diamonds. It's pretty cool. I haven't been there yet. Really? But so let me ask you this question. You have some pretty amazing diamond specialists on staff, don't you?
Yes.
And my understanding is one of them, or it used to be a friend of mine, Tammy Riddle. Is she still on staff?
Yeah, she is. She actually works in our office, and she does a lot of the picking the diamonds that come through to make sure we have quality on hand and make sure we get a great price for the customers.
So if someone bought a jewelry from you, is there some sort of guarantee?
Yeah, so on a lot of them, they'll come with like a one-year warranty on any kind of sizing or any metalwork that needs to be done. And on a lot of them, they'll also come with a free lifetime warranty on the stone falling out as long as it's checked every 6 months. And then you can purchase one that covers lifetime on sizing, lifetime on any metalwork, and all of those other things that happen over time. Super good deal.
I brought a ring with me that needs to be resized. Can you help me with that?
Yes, of course. In most of our Riddles locations, actually, throughout the Midwest, we actually have jewelers on hand, which is a really unique thing about Riddles, so it doesn't have to be sent out in most cases. We can just size it there in the store, so you know where it's at. It doesn't leave the store. It comes right back to you.
A question that I have during COVID-19 here in South Dakota, of course, where we lived and live in Oregon, it was really shut down. Businesses were completely closed by governor mandate. That didn't happen here, but you probably did some things business-wise. How did you do things a little different in your store?
So a lot of the Riddles locations closed through that time, like if they're in malls or strip malls, stuff like that. The location in town here, like the standalone next to the Rushmore Mall, we stayed open. It was a little different, so there were a lot of different cleaning procedures we have to go through. Obviously handling people's jewelry that they're touching all day, every day. When we clean it, do the warranty checks, and do repairs on it, we'd put it in a solution of denatured alcohol, basically, before we work on it. And when we hand it back, we had some of the guards up in between. But just a lot of cleaning, just being smart in the meantime.
I'm curious if your online sales increased at all, because I know our practices have changed so much to online shopping versus in-person. Did you see some difference there?
Yeah, our online was super busy, and they're always busy. They do a great job. We have a really beautiful website. But we ship a lot of things out from our store locations for those guys when online sales happen. We size it first, make sure everything's great, and then we send it out. But we were doing a lot of UPS shipping around the country at that time, and we still do. And now it's nice. The store locations have got a little bit busier. We have a lot of traffic coming in, so that's nice. So it's just good to get back a little bit.
How many stores do you have nationwide?
There's around 60 throughout the Midwest. We're in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Colorado just opened a store, Montana, Minnesota, Iowa. Did I say Montana already? In Montana, yeah.
So we'll work on you to get in the Pacific Northwest. What's your website real quick?
Website, www.riddlesjewelry.com. You can look through the Black Hills Gold there. You can look through everything we have in stock. You can also customize right online there also.
Thank you so much for being a part of the morning show this morning, and I'll be visiting you soon about that ring. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, live from Sturgis, South Dakota. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We are live from the Black Hills of South Dakota, Sturgis, the 80th year. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. And happy Friday Eve to you as we continue to enjoy a wonderful, wonderful weather forecast for the next few days. Temperatures in the 80s. Here in the Black Hills, it's going to be a little warmer. Temperatures in the 90s. And we are so excited about the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and that I could bring you along, kind of getting a peek into a window of another part of the country and how they're handling COVID. And I've got an individual here with me right now who I actually met at the Laconia Rally 2 years ago. His name is Rich, and I'm going to introduce you. Hi, Rich.
Hi, how are you doing?
So glad to have you on the air with me in the Good Morning Salem show. Have you ever been to Oregon?
I have not.
Well, we invite you to come check it out. Where exactly are you living right now?
I'm in Fairleigh, Vermont, right on the New Hampshire border.
Right on the, say that again, New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
We got that accent right in there. Rich is a salesman, just like my Terry is, and he is traveling all the way. How many hours did it take you to get here?
About 31.
31 hours to come join the motorcycle rally here in the team of outstanding salesmen and women who sell Harley Davidsons at the rally every year. And let me ask you a few questions about your neck of the woods and how COVID has affected you. What have you seen up there?
It's been pretty quiet. The first around April, we had a bad breakout at a couple of nursing homes and all that. But besides that, it's been pretty quiet. It's very low counts up there at the moment. New Hampshire is a little bit different. They've had a lot more breakouts than Vermont, but it's in the major metropolitan areas and all that. But besides that, it's been pretty quiet.
Has your governor had a lot of mask mandates, things like that?
they just started a mask mandate on the first, where if you go out in public, you have to wear a mask.
You're a single dad and you have kids at home. How is this affecting schooling for them?
I actually just got an email from the school this morning stating that they're doing they're canceling school for the year, basically. So it's all remote learning.
That's interesting for you because you have some unique challenges around that, don't you?
Yeah, being a single dad, working and all that, plus my oldest son has a few health issues, so it's definitely a challenge.
So families are affected by this all across the country. How have you stayed encouraged through this season?
Just got to keep pushing forward and all that, do what we have to do to get by and go from there.
What is your sense in your neck of the woods? You know, around here you see a lot of Trump hats and Trump banners and things like that. Give us a sense for where people are at with President Trump and reelecting him in your neck of the woods.
It's mixed. Trump's not that popular in Vermont. I'd say more New Hampshire is popular and the northern parts of the state and all that where there's less people and all that. But besides that, it's just scattered all up there. Most of them are Democrats up there in Vermont. So,
do you think he's winning over some of the Democrats, though?
Definitely. I definitely think people, he's winning a few people over and all that. So,
I think people are concerned about Joe Biden's health. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely be concerned. I mean, I also work as a nurse's aide and all that, and working on Alzheimer's ward and all that. I would definitely be concerned. I mean, to me, he seems like he has early onset.
So from your kind of unprofessional, professional opinion, you can kind of see some signs as well, can't you? So let's talk a little bit about the rally here. This is your second year working at this rally, right? And what are you seeing so far in the crowd?
The crowd's been great. Upbeat crowd. It's been pretty solid for sales so far and all that. I see it being a big year for it.
And do you sense that motorcycle riding people are maybe a little more for Trump than Joe Biden? What do you think?
Oh, definitely more for Trump than Biden.
Well, thank you, Rich, for coming on the morning show with me this morning. It's great to see you again, and I hope you have a great year. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and we're live from the Black Hills of South Dakota. We are going to do a little touch-in on some events that are going to happen coming up this Saturday. And I've got a caller on the air joining the conversation. And I want to say a shout-out, by the way, to our engineer, Phil, who's back home making sure that I can do this remotely. Thank you, Phil, for all your help. I'm hoping that Baron is on the line. Are you on the line with me, Baron?
Hi, Stacey.
There you are. Hi, Baron. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You're saying it's 90 degrees there. It's raining here today. It's raining in Oregon.
It's raining right now, and the forecast said about 10% chance of rain, so there we go. Yes, it's sunny here, and it's been exciting to see some updates from Kicking Cancer towards an event that's happening on Saturday. Can you share with our listeners what's going on and invite them?
Yeah, there's a lady in Lebanon. She's already battled through cervical cancer. She's got all the markers to get leukemia, which is blood cancer. And at the 1st of June, unexpectedly, her husband had a massive heart attack and died. So on top of her own health challenges, now she's lost the breadwinner in her house. So Diana from Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill has agreed to put together a benefit. We've got 10 bands lined up. First band goes on stage at noon and will end at 9:45 so that Governor Brown is happy and we're done by 10 o'clock.
Okay, so you've got an opportunity on Saturday to go and support this cause where a percentage of the funds will go towards this gal who needs some help. And that's kind of the mission of Kicking Cancer, isn't it? Coming alongside people contending and families contending with cancer and bringing them hope and help in their situation, isn't it?
Yeah, and we say that local money stays local. But our bigger mission, and I want to do a shout-out to you, Stacey, because we are so excited that you are now part of our board of directors.
It's an honor to be a part of the board of directors, and it's been interesting, Baron, here in the Black Hills as I've reconnected with people that I've known for many years. Discover families that are contending with cancer. Cancer isn't a geographical thing, is it? There's people all over the world contending and families that have contended with cancer, and we need to get our message out that we can kick cancer.
Yes, yes. And while I have you and all of your motorcycle friends from Vermont and all over the United States, this movement is growing rapidly. But Amy Ryan Corser, who's running for Congress, gave you a throwdown on the air to raise some money. So I think all of those motorcycle guys could help you raise some money.
Yes, and our listeners, too, as we continue on the effort to help kick cancer. There's a special event down the road coming up, but they can certainly get involved and sponsor. And we've got to get you, I've got to get signed up, right, so they can join Team Stacy Ann for this event that's coming up in November. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
It is really simple. I personally pledged myself $2 per ball, and I'm going to go to Top Golf in Hillsboro and smash 100 golf balls. So it's not a golf tournament. It's a golf-a-thon.
Okay, so it's a limit of 100 balls.
You match my pledge, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. But we've also got people like you and Amy Ryan Corser and a whole great group that's helping raise money for next year's budget.
And if you're not very much a golfer like me, I mean, I've putt-putt golf, that's it. You don't have to be a good one to be a part of this, right? You can either sponsor so much per ball that you're going to hit up to 100 balls, and then or you can actually participate, correct?
Yeah, and the great thing is if anyone goes to kickingcancer.org, right at the top of the thing it says golf-a-thon, so you can see a little bit about it, Top Golf is more like darts using a golf ball. You do not have to be a golfer.
Okay, that sounds exciting. So people go to the website and they can find Team Stacy Ann and they can pledge me her golf ball. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so if they go to kicking-cancer.org, from the main page there's a tab that says Golf-a-thon. Once they get in, it describes the whole thing. Down at the bottom, they says they want to do a pledge. Once they hit pledge, then they're going to put you in as the person they're pledging for.
Okay. That sounds like a great deal. And we'll move towards November 1st is the grand event. And of course, this Saturday is the great event at Honky Tonk Barn Grill. Shout out to Diana and team there for hosting this. It'll be a great time to get out and enjoy a wonderful celebration of life and for a great cause. So glad to have you on the line, Baron. Even though I'm in the Black Hills of South Dakota, there you are in the Pacific Northwest. Thanks for the weather update, by the way.
and
knowing what's going on there, it's going
to
be a great weekend.
We have produced 640 Kicking Cancer shirts, and thanks to Stacy Ann, there are now 2 shirts in South Dakota.
Yes, indeed. There are more shirts here in South Dakota, and we'll be sharing pictures as we go along as well.
And if any of your listeners want to buy a shirt, they're $15, $5 for shipping, and I will ship anywhere in the United States.
Excellent. And again, you can find that out at kickingcancer.org.
Correct.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Baron. Have a blessed day, and we'll be in touch. We'll do an update on how it went maybe next Monday or so, okay?
Always good talking to you, Stacey.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use, broadcasting live from Sturgis, South Dakota. We'll be back after this.
Good morning, Salem.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Oh, we're broadcasting live from the Black Hills of South Dakota, the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and standing here with me is Tanner, and Tanner and I met about 3 years ago. And Tanner, where are you located when you're not at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally?
I am from Springfield, Missouri.
Springfield, Missouri. And you travel, how long does it take to get here?
13 and a half hours.
And did you ride on a motorcycle this year?
Yes, I did.
You rode that on a motorcycle. How often do you have to stop just to give yourself a little bit of a break on this journey? Do you go about every 2 hours or so? How often do you stop?
A little over an hour.
A little over an hour. And so which route did you go? Did you go through the Badlands?
No, I went down 29 to 90, all highway.
All highway. And did you see a few others riding motorcycles as you were coming here?
Yes, seen several.
So you have been in motorcycle sales for a while. Tell me why you like Harley-Davidson.
American pride. American made.
Have you ever been to the manufacturer where they make them?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So tell me about Springfield and your area, your neck of the woods. What's it like there?
Our neck of the woods is gorgeous. Woods, hilly, bunch of beautiful lakes, and it's the home of Bass Pro.
When you're not doing motorcycle sales, what do you do with the rest of your time?
I like to race dirt bikes and ride jet skis.
So when you're talking about dirt bikes, tell me a little bit more about those.
I ride a Husqvarna. We race hair scrambles, do 2 hour long races, and good time.
And so you go on kinds of adventures all over the country, don't you, to these races?
Yes, we travel quite a bit.
Are you sponsored?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I have a guy at Marionville that helps us out, Steve Underwood. He owns Marionville Power Sports. He's a really good guy. I've known him since 96, and he takes really good care of us.
So when you're not selling motorcycles, you're doing dirt bike, but you also are a business owner. You've owned several businesses over the last few years. Talk to me a little bit about what kind of businesses you've owned.
Yes, back in Springfield, I have a sandblasting business where we specialize in mobile sandblasting and also do a little bit of powder coating.
And so for a layperson like me who doesn't understand what you would sandblast, give me some illustrations of what you would sandblast.
I specialize in doing old cars, hot rods, try to stick with